let's be clear to summarise. We have our fishing and coastal communities decimated. Decimated. They were the rule takers. They played by the rules. They followed the science. We have a small number of corporations based in the Netherlands, massive corporations that have huge influence over member states. This is not environmentally friendly policy. This is not about that. This is not about what the common fisheries policy states in terms of social and economic impacts being considered by every member state before they allocate quota. It's stitched into the common fisheries policy. So what's happened here is an outrageous attack on our sovereignty, an outrageous attack on our people. And my final point is this, the time I have left. I want to draw your attention again to the Supreme Court decision of 2016, the Barlow versus the Minister decision. It is clear from that decision that the Supreme Court says that Article 10 means that we do have control over our waters as well as over natural resources. I'm asking you to get legal advice about what happened with the Hague preferences, to get legal advice about Article 10, the Supreme Court ruling, and to take legal action to defend our interests. It's not going to be enough to set up a task force. It's not going to be enough. And of course it's needed, absolutely needed, financial resources. But when these boats, in a number of years' time, need to go back to fish, there needs to be fish there. So, Minister, do everything you can.